Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey, which settled over the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas not long after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, is now dumping torrents of rain over hundreds of kilometers of coastline. Not far inland is the city of Houston, the nation's fourth largest, which is experiencing flooding unlike it's seen in decades of massive and devastating tropical storms. Dana Steele is a Houston native.
I am watching my beloved city. This will not be months. This will be years. And now this is happening to the entire city. This will take years for this wonderful city to recover.
Patrick Burke is lead forecaster with the U.S. Weather Protection Center, a prediction center that is. That's in Maryland. VOA asked him why this is happening to the Houston area.
This hurricane has taken a very unique track. It's not something that we've seen before, where an intense major hurricane comes onto the coastline and then backs up right over the same area that it came into originally. So that really ramps up the rainfall amounts. Now, we normally see very heavy rainfall with inland-moving hurricanes, but this one in particular is, it seems, going to surpass what we've seen with any system in the past.
Forecasters are saying Houston will get at least 1.3 meters of rain before the end of the week. A local official in Sierra Leone has put the death toll for heavy flooding and mudslides 2 weeks ago at more than 1,000. Eleanor Goromi Metzger of Regent outside the capital Freetown said the exact number of those perished may never be known, official government figures putting the death toll at 450. This is VOA News. Iraqi military says it has fully liberated Tal Afar's downtown center from the Islamic State, also known as ISIS. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey, now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute, tells VOA this is an important event for the Iraqis.
This is important from several standpoints. First of all, the rapidity and the very low casualties of this victory indicates that in the two other areas of Iraq where ISIS still is holding out, that this model of Iraqi army forces, including heavy armor, I saw a lot of U.S. Abrams tanks involved. I mean, they were Iraqi crews. U.S. firepower and air power in particular is going to very quickly defeat ISIS.
A week ago, U.S.-backed Iraqi troops launched a multi-pronged operation to retake Tal Afar a month after declaring Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, fully liberated. North Korea has fired several rockets into the sea as it continues its nuclear and missile expansion. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told Fox News the U.S. will continue to persuade Pyongyang to come to the negotiating table by keeping up what Tillerson called a peaceful pressure campaign. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett.
Peaceful pressure has thus far been primarily focused on economic sanctions. These have been intended to because North Korea mainly builds its own missiles and nuclear weapons, it doesn't have much leverage on those programs directly, but it does impose pain on North Korea as a society under the hopes that Kim Jong-un will decide that it will be better for him to give up the provocative actions he's taking.
In the past, President Trump has threatened a military response to North Korea's provocations, while South Korean President Moon Jae-in says that will not happen without his country's approval. Japan's military will practice deploying anti-missile batteries at three U.S. bases in Japan as concerns grow about the North Korean missile threat. U.S. military says the drills will test the ability of Japanese and U.S. forces to work together and assess firing locations at the bases. They will also allow Japan to practice its rapid deployment of an anti-missile system. U.S. Navy divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors from the USS John S. McCain, the naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. U.S. investigators still trying to determine what led to that collision. Happened with a Liberian oil tanker near the Strait of Malacca. In response to the incident, the Navy had ordered an immediate operational pause for the U.S. fleet. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.